This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to consider a great question, which is what's happened to Seattle? Seattle used to be on the top of all kinds of national lists of the most livable cities. Not just one of the most livable cities in the country, but a lot of people believed one of the most livable cities in the world. We moved to this town in 1996, so we have been here now for 25 years. And it would be almost impossible to say that things have gotten better here in Seattle. And somebody who's lived here even longer than we have, who lived in Seattle for 30 years, he was with the Seattle Times, was a distinguished and prominent editor. You couldn't miss him. He left for a position in Philadelphia, my hometown. But David Boardman was the leading executive editor and senior vice president of the largest news organization in the entire Pacific Northwest, the Seattle Times. And he came back for a visit and some business here, and as he has from time to time. And he wrote a piece that has gotten a great deal of attention, and it deserves the attention, asking what happened to the city he loved. David Boardman, it's an honor to have you on the show. And
well, thank you. Thank you, Michael. It's my honor to be here.
Yeah. I think that your piece, everybody knows about the homeless crisis. You can hardly miss it. They know about the graffiti everywhere, which is appalling. I mean, I think some people have talked about the graffiti looking like some clown had vomited all over the city of Seattle. And people know about the rise in crime, but the question that your column didn't really get into is, what do you think has caused it?
Well, you know, I think it's a variety of conditions. I think you know, Seattle is in a large to a large extent, I think, the victim of its own success. You have dropped about 40% more population into a really restricted land mass. So that's part of it. You've got just these outrageously high housing prices that are exacerbated by zoning restrictions. You've got probably among the greatest wealth disparity situations of any city in the country. And I think, and I did get at this in the column, I think you've got a misguided compassion that has resulted in an attitude that allowing people to destroy public and private property, allowing really unfortunate people to pitch a tent anywhere is somehow compassion. And, you know, my feeling, and I know a lot of my former neighbors would say, yeah, we care deeply about the homeless. We care deeply about disadvantaged people. And, they deserve to have better living conditions than to live in a pitched tent with in a public park with human feces all over the place, and that's not compassion, and that certainly is not a way to sustain a livable city. So there are many reasons. The other I would say is, you know, as you probably know, I mean, Seattle has one, or Washington State has one of the most regressive tax systems in the country. So the all this enormous wealth is not being really leveraged to the benefit of the community.
Okay, let me ask you this. If more taxes were collected from the biggest corporations, or more taxes were collected from the very wealthiest people in Seattle, how, how would that help the homeless? For instance, we have spent, and I think people talk about, well, who's spent more, San Francisco or Seattle, but all of the places that have spent the most on services for the homeless have the worst homeless problems. Where's there an example of raising taxes actually helping deal with the people who are camped out all over our public parks?
Yeah, well, you know, I want to clarify. I'm not suggesting that simply taxes be raised. I think the tax system in Washington State in particular really needs some significant reform. There are a variety of taxes there, from the business and occupation tax, which, you know, taxes revenue instead of profits. There's plenty to offend people across the political spectrum in the way Washington State's taxes are constructed. But, you know, my point would be taxes are and money spent on these problems is one piece of it, but the other is a general attitude that I think ranges from people on the city council who are to the ultra left and as I say, I think have a misplaced and misguided definition of compassion. You've got a whole army of what are commonly called tech bros who have moved into the city who aren't particularly engaged in the civic life of the city at this point in their lives. So just there's a whole alchemy of conditions there that I think only a great community conversation and better community leadership can address.
Well, it does look like there are several election campaigns that are coming up that might point to a different direction for the city. I think that the polling, such as it is, that's available, indicates that we're going to have a very different city attorney than Pete Holmes, who was against enforcing a lot of what people would consider to be just civility laws and basically holding people up to criminal standards. And then we found out today there are enough signatures. Kshama Sawant is going to be facing a recall election, and she certainly has been a strong contributor to a lot of the divisiveness in the city, no doubt about it. And then we may have a new mayor who is actually willing to clear away some of these encampments, understanding that this is not the right way to show compassion. Do you have any hope for a change in direction?
Well, you know, I really don't want to get into the electoral politics of Seattle, in part because I just am not close enough to it, and in part because the current mayor happens to be a close personal friend of mine. And as I say to people who are highly critical of her, you know, tell me a big city mayor in America who you think has done a great job over the last 5 years. You know, these are the toughest jobs in America, and there's not a single big city mayor who's being hailed as a hero these days. So I think I'll avoid that question.
Okay, in terms of, in general, part of what you talk about is you being hit with the F-bomb three times during a brief walk outside your hotel. You're walking hand-in-hand with your wife, and some group of people thought that was racist, and which I'm still not sure I understand. And the question of civility, I remember when we first moved here, people were joking as Seattle was the one big city in America where you needed an engraved invitation to go on a four-way stop. People would actually wait and let people go ahead of them. That's not the case anymore. What do you do about that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Michael. You know, I had always told people that Seattle certainly and we've all heard about the Seattle freeze, and I had long told people, yes, Seattle is polite to a fault, but not particularly friendly. And it's interesting to move here to your hometown, which is much rougher around the edges, but in many ways much more direct and frankly, ultimately much more friendly, you know.
Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus. Get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com. Find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the fascinating things about the current dilemma on Capitol Hill is that generally there is at least the belief that when you come into a presidency, and this was true for President Trump as well, When you come into a presidency and you have control of both houses of Congress, that you're going to be able to get something done. Now, it's absolutely true that Joe Biden came into control of both houses of Congress, but with very narrow majorities. In fact, it's actually a tie in the U.S. Senate, and they only have control of the Senate of the United States, the Democrats, because of Kamala Harris being elected as vice president. And the House margin for the Democrats, because they lost ground in the election of 2020 in the House, is even narrower than the House margin was for President Trump. And President Trump was able to go through and put through one of his signature achievements, which was the tax reform. And tax reform was largely written by Paul Ryan, and he fought for it, got it through the House, went through the Senate, signed into law, and it helped the U.S. economy. And it helped bring a little bit more rationality to our tax code, particularly in the way that we treated business. It followed the basic conservative insight and the basic Republican viewpoint that you can't help the economy of the country at large by attacking business. If business succeeds, America succeeds. And when Calvin Coolidge, great Republican president, said the business of America is business, well, what he was talking about was not that America doesn't have any other concerns other than making a profit, because he believed very much in America's role in the world and promoting democracy and promoting peaceful coexistence among nations. But it means that at the very core of America's success is going to be success for our great corporations, which, by the way, do provide the bulk of American jobs. And one of the things that politicians say all the time, and it simply isn't true, and I wrote about this in my book, The 10 Big Lies, pardon me, 5 Big Lies About American Business, is that basically the core of the American economy is small business. Well, small business is tremendously important in creating new jobs. But even if you're talking about small business being businesses up to 100 employees, and a business of close to 100 employees, not particularly small, you're still talking about the great bulk of Americans who work for larger corporations. And with all of that going on, one of the questions that you would have to ask is, how do you have a situation where, if things go badly on an economic front, if we have anything coming anywhere close to a default, how does Biden not get blamed? And this doesn't mean that Republicans should go ahead and allow the economy to take all kinds of body blows, because frankly, I think they will take some of the blame as well. And all of this goes to a question about the election coming up of 2022, because if the economy is in the tank, if we all of a sudden, the idea that Joe Biden brought us back and the economy was dragging down, the economy was suffering because of COVID. And yes, COVID is tremendously important in terms of conquering COVID, getting more people vaccinated, bringing a lesser drag on the economy. And people who watch Wall Street will say all the time that Wall Street also watches the vaccination rate and the rate of new hospitalizations and new illnesses. And it's terrible for the economy. It's terrible for humanity when you have a situation where people don't have enough hospital facilities to take care of them, or when people are actually attacking nurses and doctors and would-be caregivers and people who want to put vaccinations out there. But there are other issues as well where the Democrats' lack of any clear party message is enormously damaging to them and to their prospects. And I do want to go on record here. The general belief is that the Republicans have an excellent chance of taking control of the House of Representatives and the Senate in 2022. And I think that's probably true because some of the loudest voices on the Democratic Party are the most extreme, the most radical voices out there. For instance, there was an abortion hearing today in the House of Representatives, and a member of the squad, and again, this is the House of Representatives trying to overrule, basically, what they assume is going to be a coming judgment by the Supreme Court, allowing states more discretion in regulating abortion. And this is the way Ayanna Pressley, the member of the squad from Massachusetts, believes that that plays out and who suffers most from pro-life laws. This is clip 14.
2021 has been the most devastating for abortion rights in American history. In the midst of an ongoing global pandemic that robbed us of more than 690,000 lives and disproportionately impacted our most vulnerable and black and brown communities, anti-abortion legislators in 47 states focused on legislating hurt and harm to push this critical health care out of reach. These misguided bans will not actually prevent all abortions. They simply put safe and necessary abortion care out of reach for our most vulnerable, specifically our lowest income sisters, our queer, trans, and non-binary siblings, black, Latinx, AAPI, immigrants, disabled, and indigenous folks. And none of this is happenstance. It is precise. Like the roots of the anti-abortion movement, these bans are rooted in patriarchy and white supremacy.
Okay. Again, how are bans on abortion rooted in patriarchy and opposed to our queer and trans and non-binary siblings? In other words, the one thing about a queer and trans people is you're not likely to have an accidental pregnancy. Sorry, it just doesn't work that way. This is basic biology. And the whole idea of abortion is to deal with unintended pregnancies. How does a trans individual end up with an unintended pregnancy? I don't understand this. And the idea that indigenous people particularly serve, this is, look, Americans are divided about abortion. But there are very few Americans who would agree that it is a sign of patriarchy and white supremacy, as Ayanna Pressley just proclaimed. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Senate on Thursday defeated a Republican amendment that attempted to block President Joe Biden's announced mandate for private businesses with 100 or more workers. Senator Roger Marshall, Republican of Kansas, introduced the amendment to a government funding measure blocking the usage of federal money for COVID-19 vaccine mandates.
Former Obama Administration Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said Wednesday on NBC's All In with Chris Hayes that Americans who have not received a coronavirus vaccine are like secondhand smoke in that they can make people sick.
OSHA provided guidance and mandates about safety in a workplace. And this is not a safe workplace. If I'm working side by side with somebody who refuses to be vaccinated, is not wearing a mask, will not be tested.
This is USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, there's a way you can spend 20 cents a day and really benefit. That's by becoming a Medhead Plus member. This is our new subscription service where for $79.95 a year, yeah, which comes to about 20 cents a day, you get an annual membership where you have access to this show or any parts of the show that you want to hear. You can download them whenever you want, wherever you want. It's very easy, and it's commercial free, by the way. But at the same time, the MedHead Plus membership, which is 20% off right now, introductory membership, that 20% off entitles you to downloading any of the material in the MedVed History Store, which have to do with all of the most dramatic moments in American history, and decisive moments in American history, ranging from the truth about the Vietnam War to the decisive factors in the Civil War to greatest presidents to the least successful presidents, some of whom you may not have heard of, but who deserve to be remembered as cautionary tales. It's all there. And you can download it and stream it anytime you want at no cost as a MedHead Plus member. Go to michaelmedved.com or go directly to medvedhistorystore.com and sign up. It'll enrich the year ahead. Speaking of enriching the year ahead, there's I was talking about the Democrats actually moving so far to the left that there are people in all walks of life and of all orientations who honestly are deeply alienated by the voices that you hear. And one of these things about these abortion hearings today, there's a headline about the abortion hearings that the Democrats staged today in the House of Representatives, and it said Democrat representatives share their own abortion stories. And really, I mean, once upon a time we were told that abortion, which is not something that is enormously popular in America. I don't think that abortion regulation is enormously popular either. But the idea, most people think abortion should be discouraged and avoided. But to have members of Congress share stories about their own abortions, isn't this something that most normal Americans would consider private? And then there's the question of the encounter yesterday involving Vice President Harris. She went to George Mason University, and there was a student there who gave a long, rambling question, and she introduced herself. She first said and repeated it, "I'm not an American. I'm not an American." And she was of mixed Yemeni and Iranian background. And she was asking about the vote recently in Congress that was overwhelming to support Israel and restocking the Iron Dome. And the vote in Congress was 420, including nearly all the Democrats. There were eight Democrats and one Republican who voted no. What is Iron Dome? Iron Dome is a missile system to shoot down incoming rockets. It has never been used. It cannot be used. It is not a ground-to-ground missile. It's not an air-to-ground missile. It is never used to strike at civilians. It is never used to strike at civilian targets. It's used only to strike at missiles and to save civilian lives, including the lives of Palestinian Israeli citizens. And yes, there are about 18% of all citizens in Israel are Palestinian Arabs. But in any event, the student was going on and talking about claiming that Israel had committed ethnic genocide, that Israel had, and that they were using the Iron Dome and the funds that the United States provided to help restock the Iron Dome. They were using that to do ethnic cleansing. I mean, really? So then Vice President Harris nodded as the student was going on and going on, accusing Israel of all sorts of horrors. And then she said this, and it's hard to understand. She was speaking through a mask. But I think this is going to be one of those things that's going to make it less and less likely that she will be ever a nominee for president, not in 2024 and not in 2028. This is Vice President Harris. Listen.
Over the summer, there have been, like, protests and demonstrations in astronomical numbers standing with Palestine. But then just a few days ago, there were funds allocated to continue backing Israel, which hurts my heart because it's an ethnic genocide and a displacement of people, the same that happened in America, and I'm sure you're aware of this. And I bring this up also because of the issue of how Americans are struggling because of lack of health care, public health care, lack of affordable housing, and all this money ends up going to in funding Israel and backing Saudi Arabia and whatnot. And I think that the people have spoken very often in what they do need, and I feel like there's a lack of listening, and I just feel like I need to bring this up because it affects my life and people I really care about's lives, and this is something that I have to bring up.
I'm glad you did, and again, this is about the fact that your voice, your perspective, your experience, your truth should not be suppressed.
Okay, and she went on. In that vein, your voice, your experience, your truth should not be suppressed. There was no truth in what she was saying. No truth at all. Iron Dome was from the beginning a joint Israeli-American project that's been very successful and has literally helped to save lives. It has not been part of ethnic genocide, as she said, and have the Vice President of the United States standing not with the Democrats in Congress, but the most radical Democratic voices. This vote was even too radical for AOC. She voted present. She wouldn't vote for the Iron Dome or not. How you can oppose a missile system that is there to shoot down missiles that are headed for civilians, not to hurt civilians in any way, is ridiculous. This just in from CNN. The House of Representatives approved a Senate-passed bill to keep the government operating and funded through December 3rd. Yippee! Narrowly avoiding a government shutdown at midnight. Next, lawmakers will now turn to ongoing negotiations on the president's $1.2 trillion Senate-passed infrastructure bill, which is also being slated to be voted on later today. Democratic leaders are struggling to strike a deal with so-called progressives, who have said they won't vote for infrastructure before reaching a deal on an overall spending package. The Dow dropped 500 points today on September's final day. S&P suffers the worst month since March of 2020. Honestly, if the Democrats don't get this infrastructure bill through, it's time for lifeboats. And, of course, when you hear of lifeboats, you think of Titanic. This is a Titanic mess, and we deserve to do better. When we come back on the Medved Show, we'll talk about some indications that we may be doing better on the COVID front, at least in most parts of the country. We'll get to that and to much more coming up on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with life.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, there is some good news today. I mean, I think it's good news, basically, that at least the problem of some kind of government shutdown and the much deeper problem of a potential government default, that at least has been postponed. We won't be facing the default issue, which is by far the more serious, until mid-October. That could be as early as October 10th, but that leaves Congress at least a few days to try to work things out. And the good news is that and we have until December 3rd now to work out some agreement on this government funding in general. The entire game that is played by both sides on basically messing with people's lives and welfare is shameful, and it shouldn't happen. There were the great majority of GOP representatives voted against the bill in the House to keep the government operating until December 3rd. All the Democrats voted for this extension bill to keep the government operating. And 34 Republican members of the House, and good for them. But I think that, honestly, the American people, including very conservative Republicans, ought to be tired of just the posturing that goes on in these games of chicken that damage our economy and damage the functioning of our government. And frankly, damage both political parties. One thing that people ought to be more positive about, and maybe there's some of you who aren't, and if you are not positive about the fact that more Americans are getting vaccinated, which means that the rate of infection of COVID-19 has been going down the last 10 days, and they trace that almost entirely to dramatic increases in the levels of vaccination. And by the way, most dramatic increases among people of color. And a lot of this information comes from a major new Gallup poll that gives this news. The percentage of U.S. adults who report being vaccinated for COVID-19 jumped all the way to 75% in September, after 3 months when the figure languished at just under 70%. An additional 5% of adults say they plan to be vaccinated, pushing the combined percentage either vaccinated or planning to be up to 80%, the highest yet this year. And the increase in vaccinations, despite all of the propaganda and all of the hysteria against vaccinations, that has been a very dramatic increase. Public worry about contracting COVID-19 has been higher the past 2 months amidst a spike in infections around the country due to the Delta variant of the coronavirus. 40% of adults now say they are very or somewhat worried about being infected, similar to 39% in August, but up from 17% in June. Can you believe it? In June, before the vaccinations had been distributed nearly as widely as they are today, back in June, only 17% of people were seriously worried about contracting COVID. There are other things about this that I think are fascinating and important and very striking. For the first time ever, a majority of Republicans, 56%, say that we have received at least one dose. That's up 6 percentage points from August. It's the largest monthly uptick in vaccinations among Republicans since April, when vaccines were just becoming widely available. The other aspect of this is they have it broken down by demographics, and when it comes to fully or partially vaccinated, 75% of all U.S. adults, 77% of all U.S. women. The highest group getting vaccinated, and this is interesting, you'd think it would be older people. It's not. It's 18 to 34-year-old people, 79%. And it's also gone up very dramatically that non-Hispanic white adults, 73%, but non-white adults generally, in other words, when you talk about people who are Hispanic, Asian, Black, they're more likely to be vaccinated than whites now. And it used to be, and people would talk about this, that this was another indication of racial injustice, that the vaccines were so much more common among white people. They're not anymore. It's 78% of white adults, 73% of white adults, non-Hispanic white adults, and then 78% of people of color. There's still a problem, a little bit of a problem, in terms of people who don't plan to be vaccinated. Among Democrats, 3% are not vaccinated and they don't plan to be. Among independents, 28% who aren't vaccinated or don't plan to be. And among Republicans, 40%. Who aren't vaccinated or don't plan to be. Well, which is really startling because it indicates that 56% of Republicans overall are already vaccinated or do plan to be. So it's clearly there's no undecided there. Among employment groups, healthcare workers, as you might expect, 82%, more than the national average, do plan to get vaccinated. The people who are giving up their jobs in the healthcare field or in any field are a tiny minority. And here's a fascinating thing, too, is they asked in the Gallup poll, what is the main reason that you would not agree to receive a coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine if one was available to you now? And the most common reason is one that makes sense, which is of those people who are not willing to get vaccinated, 5% say, well, I've had COVID-19 or I have the antibodies. 3% say we don't trust vaccines generally, which is disturbing because it means what do you do about measles and polio and all the rest of it? And then another 3% and this is very depressing, actually, 3% say that they don't think they would face serious health consequences from COVID-19. And that's, again, a total nationwide, and this is of all political parties, all orientations, 20% who say they don't plan to get vaccinated. The increase in vaccinations and the direct connection in the increase in vaccinations in specific states to a great reduction in hospitalizations and in new cases in those specific states is very dramatic. And it honestly should indicate that if part of what I think conservatives believe in is promising Americans and individual American families a better life. But that means that we ought to also be able to promise life. And that is the result, or can be the result, and in most cases is the result of actually getting vaccinated against this disease. How are we supposed to overcome it? Why would anyone think it was bad news that more and more people were actually getting protections from vaccines? There is controversy about some of the anti-vaccine propaganda, which has been now banned from YouTube. Is that a violation of at least the spirit of the First Amendment, or is that an appropriate decision? We'll also talk a little bit about an editorial just ripping the head football coach at Washington State University, who is ticking down to the last few days he has before he loses his job over refusing to get a vaccination or even agree to vaccine testing. Why is he doing that? We don't know. That's part of why the Seattle Times editorial lets Coach Rolovich have it. We will get to that issue and to much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.